Tens of thousands of protesters have turned out in Bangkok to demand the resignation of Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Police say more than 60,000 people turned out for the demonstration. It ended with a march to the Prime Minister's office, where speaker after speaker accused Thaksin of corruption and abuse of power. The protesters say they'll be back on the streets later today and every day until the Prime Minister steps down. NPR's Michael Sullivan was at yesterday's rally. And Michael, what is prompting these protests and how serious a threat is it to the government?
Well, I think, Renee, that the longer it goes on, the worse it gets. And it's going to make a lot of people nervous, including investors and possibly tourists if it keeps up. And tourists are a big source of income for the Thai economy. The opposition has been at them for years, but the ball really got rolling in the past month after Thaksin's relatives sold their interest in the family telecommunications business for nearly $2 billion tax-free. Thai regulators approved the sale, and Thaksin insists there was nothing wrong with it. But it served to galvanize the opposition, who say he's been running the country more for his family and friends than for the people. And there have been large demonstrations every week since, and last night's was the largest.
But didn't the Prime Minister agree just over a week ago to hold new elections there in Thailand?
He did, and even though he still got 3 years left on his term, or did before he announced the snap elections, he decided to dissolve Parliament and hold new elections, pretty confident that he'd win and that the critics would have to back off, but it didn't work out that way. The main opposition parties are boycotting the election, saying he's destroyed Thailand's democratic institutions, that he controls the electoral process, and that any election would simply be window dressing. So on Saturday, Thaksin went a step further. He said if his party did not win 50% of the votes cast during the April 2nd election, he would resign. But the opposition said that's not good enough either, that he has to go, and he has to go now.
Any indication he'll do that?
No. I mean, he says he's not giving in to what he calls mob rule. But I think the fact that he's made these concessions, even though they've been rejected, are evidence that he's trying to find some sort of compromise. The problem is the opposition just doesn't seem to be interested. But they have to be careful, too, or they're going to overplay their hand. This is a middle-class, urban elite, Bangkok-based opposition, and they just hate Thaksin. He's not one of them. He's blunt. He's autocratic. He's gone after the press and civil society groups. He doesn't play well with other politicians. All this is true, but he's been elected twice now, and he remains enormously popular in rural Thailand, where most of the people live. These are the people who gave him an overwhelming majority in last year's election. These are the people who think he's taking care of them by introducing programs like the Village Loan Fund and the 30 baht healthcare program that lets people pay about 75 cents for a visit to the doctor. This is a segment of the population that's long been ignored by the politicians in Bangkok, and Thaksin has courted them. Some say he's bought them, but either way, they want him to stay. And if push comes to shove, things could turn violent, because if there comes a day in the near future when both sides decide to put people on the street, if they hold simultaneous demonstrations in the capital, then things could turn ugly pretty quickly. So far, both sides haven't done that, but we'll have to wait to see.
And this comes, of course, amid political unrest generally in Southeast Asia. Michael, thanks very much. NPR's
You're welcome,
NPR's Michael Sullivan.